So we'll get back here. So the ability to find unique talents like Farni, is that still developing in terms of there's still the kind of the diamond in the rough looking around American cricket? Or is there developing kind of a system of there's a young kind of young youth coming up through the system? Are both realities true at the moment and developing?
Yeah, we're very much in the stage right now where both are happening. You have stories like Fonny's, or even like myself, you know, who has exactly zero experience in cricket until I'm in my mid-20s, who's able to rise through the ranks pretty quickly because there isn't much of a market in front of me. So right now you definitely have these diamond in the rough players, players who are coming out of tape ball cricket and local cricket. There are players, there's a spinner who plays at the Empire State Titans who has got to be in his mid-40s, has been a club stalwart for a long time. And now that the professional cricket is finally coming around, he's finally getting his opportunity there. But at the same time, I've mentioned they have these major league academies popping up all over the country. I went to a net session the other night just to get my eyes in and stand behind the stumps and watch my old club bowl a bunch to each other because I haven't had a game on a field in a few months. And next to us, in the next three nets next to us, was a giant academy of, you know, under 13, 15, and 17 players all having their training for the night with a dedicated full-time coach, uniforms that they're wearing to training, incredibly organized, looks very different than what the landscape looked like even 10 years ago. So I have a feeling that 10 years from now, most of our players will be coming out of those academies and there might be less opportunity for those diamond in the rough players to come through. But I think the nature of US cricket, the fact that we play on different wickets all around the country, the fact that you've got some guys coming from tape ball, and then a huge women's side of the sport is also growing right now, which I know you are deeply involved in, and I want to be a lot more deeply involved in, is also happening as well. But I think that those players in the future will come much more out of academies.
No, 100%. I work in women's performance analysis and women's cricket. And how exciting, well, just briefly, side note, how exciting was it to see US player Tara Norris take the first 5-wicket haul in the WPL a couple of days ago?
It's very exciting to see Tara out there. We know that Tara is a qualified American. I think she has a parent from the U.S. And has a U.S. passport, but she's from the north, I think, as well as yourself, and works in Lancashire.
So she's originally from the south. So she worked so she was playing in Sussex, and she played for the Southern Vipers, and now has actually moved to the kind of franchise and the play teams that I work for in the Northwest Thunder. So in terms of she hasn't played a game for us yet, but it's exciting scenes to see her playing so well in the WPL, and it, for all our players, in terms of it's been a hard winter, and they're out in Mumbai and Dubai at the moment, so they're doing training and in other conditions and stuff and developing the women's game, and so that's very exciting for yourself. In terms of where is the development for the women's game in the US, just to quickly jump onto that topic.
Yeah, the U.S. women are growing. I'm hoping at similar rates that the U.S. men are growing. We saw our under-19 girls go to the first ever under-19 girls World Cup. They didn't come out with a win, I don't think, but the experience of being able to go over and play in South Africa would have been huge for them. We also have three or four American players who have been picked up in the Fairbreak competition. Most notably, that is Geetika Kodali, who is our national captain. She has played really well, has been picked up in the Fairbreak. And we know this year, after the Fairbreak in Hong Kong, there's also going to be a Fairbreak played in Houston, a full tournament. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more U.S. domestic players hopefully come up through that system as well. But right now, just like with our men's national team, we have some developing players coming through who are, you know, native born in the U.S. And then they are also going after players like Tara Norris, who might have a U.S. passport and be able to come in and help develop those girls as well. From the umpiring standpoint, for me, it's a little bit difficult. I was a coach of women's sports in Australian football, and basketball and soccer and a whole bunch of other things. I have run events for National Girls and Women's in Sports Day, and I'm a huge advocate for growing women's sport. And I did my first women's game last year. Yeah. After 8 years of umpiring, I did my first women's game last year at the Houston Open, where they had sort of semi-professional level four or five women's teams playing there. So I can only hope that the level of participation from girls and women continues to go up, and that there's more opportunities for everybody. I was just told, I was in a meeting with my umpire coach the other day, and he let us know that the ICC before 2025 is looking for 48 women umpires and 25 women's match referees to be trained up to ICC standards by 2025, so that going forward, all of these major women's events, World Cups, the 100, the Fair Break, these other international tournaments are all being officiated by women umpires, that it's about time that, you know, us guys took a step aside and let the women really develop themselves organically in a space where they've been shut out for most of the sport's history.
And in terms of develop that, not just, well, on the pitch, but also in the officiating side of the game and the development side. But we'll move swiftly on to our young gun and the South African-born, moved to America, Matthew Tromp. Now, tell me, what is your kind of impression? Have you umpired Matthew?
I haven't stood on the field with Matthew. Unfortunately, I didn't get an assignment this year with the Houston Hurricanes, who is the minor league team that he plays with. But when you go through the USA Cricket Discord pages, and when you go through Twitter, and you're talking about the under 19 and under 21 players coming through the U.S., Tromp is one of the first names that you see come up. He is originally from South Africa. Also, his brother plays with one of the minor league teams as well, both as under 21. One of them's under 21, I think, and one of them's under 19, who play in the minor league system. They've only come over to the U.S. in the last year or so after being recruited out of South Africa, like a lot of people have. But he's really the big name that you're hearing on people's lips and on their Twitter posts coming in the young gun space. He was also able to go over and play in, we couldn't figure out the name earlier, but the Pakistani Super League Junior version.
He was able to go over there. Pakistani Junior League. It's on my notes. But incredible.
Keeping all the acronyms straight is really something.
in cricket, you need to keep on your acronyms. There are the CPL, the BBL, the IPL. It's a barrier that you need to cross over. But incredible for him to get the opportunity to play in a tournament that is developing young talent in a country like Pakistan, to get him that exposure to different wickets, different playing opposition. And also the fact that his team actually went over and toured in Pakistan, the Houston Hurricanes. They toured in Pakistan in January. And what will that do for players in that franchise as well as Tromp?
Again, we were talking about learning and developing in different conditions. And yeah, you can go from Seattle to Dallas, but if you can go from Dallas over to Lahore as well, I think that's just going to be a huge boon for these young men coming through the game. Because the idea is that in America, we're trying to grow international standard players that will be able to compete at World Cups, or at least be able to compete through the associate levels and through the World Cup qualifiers. And when a player like Tromp comes to the U.S., the idea is that he's going to be here for a few years and then eventually be able to qualify to play for U.S. national team as well. So as a player in a U.S. national team in the associate space, we're often playing in Dubai. We're often playing in Oman and in Kenya and in Zimbabwe and in Namibia. And these places where you're going to see very different kind of pitches than you'll see anywhere here or in the Caribbean. So I think that any opportunity American players have to go overseas is huge, and I think will only be a boon to what they're trying to get up to.
No, absolutely. And you already have players. In terms of, you have Ali Khan, who's been picked up by the Knight Riders and has played T10 and has played in the CPL and to be playing in the IPL. What will that do for young players like Matthew Trope to see Ali Khan as a US player has that ability to go on and play in franchise tournaments along other international stars that have come from more of an established route?
Ali Khan is really a great example because he's somebody else who grew up overseas, came here for school, found his cricket again, and has now been a stalwart of that American side, bowling his very quick Yorkers for lots of years now. And Ali is an inspiration to a lot of the players coming from overseas, as well as the domestic players here, because he's very personable. He's always on the ground. He's always able to talk to other players coming through. And that's a big feature right now of American cricket, where everyone plays on a team together, like they are in a lot of these franchise leagues, and they're able to learn from each other quite a bit, playing against each other and then with each other. I think the opportunities for someone like Trump are only going to grow because of people like Ali, who have come through and become international stars coming out of America. So Ali, yeah, has been able to play in the CPL. He's played in the T10 as well. And we now know, of course, that there's American owners who are putting their own teams into the Abu Dhabi T10. So the Morrisville Sump Army that had Moeen Ali on the team is a North Carolina owned group. There's also that New York team with Owen Morgan in the team. So I think the US getting their name in leagues around the world is going to be huge and is going to bring more eyeballs to us. When we get, let's say, our schedules for the minor league, and it will say the local time of our game starting, it also says what time it is in IST.
Okay.
So that way we always know what the Indian market is going to be up to at the same time that we're playing. So that's part of it, is getting foreign eyeballs on as much cricket here as possible and bringing players from overseas, especially young players who maybe could have gone on to play for South Africa, somebody like Trump, but then deciding instead to make a huge move and come over to the US to develop yourself is a choice, you know, and is a choice these guys are making on behalf of their careers, which is really cool.
And just to circle back to that Pakistan Junior League, just to look at some of his stats, in an economy of, he played 3 matches, an economy of 5.6, 6 wickets, and an average of 11. So in terms, that's exciting for a young player to then go to another country and actually not be blown out of the park, but show he can actually compete with other junior players who are in an established system.
Mm-hmm. And I think it will say a lot to those junior players in the Pakistan Junior League to say, who is this guy who's come from South Africa and America to come play here? I wonder if there are opportunities for us. I wonder what franchise things could pop up. And I think the more that we share with the world what US cricket is up to, the more it's going to benefit all of us here.
What would be your selling point to an overseas cricketer who has potentially got who is looking at maybe accepting a major league contract? What's your selling point for him to be involved in Major League Cricket?
There's a lot to say about coming into a US sports market, which is, you know, saturated with money and sponsorships. And now just in the last couple of years, betting is coming through quite a bit in the US sports market. So I think the prospect to come here and make a bit of money and make a career out of it is certainly large for a player coming from overseas, especially because right now there aren't as many established academies and things of people coming forward that were in the early stages looking for players to come over and get qualified and see how they can go in our system. Mm. Ideally, you know, idealistically, this is America. This is the melting pot. We want everybody to come here and become part of what we have going on here. Mm. I get worried a little bit about where exactly we're developing some of these stadia and academies and things, and where those places are headed politically, and how safe it is going to be for players coming from overseas. I don't want to throw out a bunch of generalities, but it is a very different prospect being a person of foreign extraction, especially if you are not white, to move to Texas. If you have never lived in a place like that before, it's a very different prospect moving to Texas than it is moving to New York as far as the politics and getting on in your local community. And I think that that may push players in certain directions. We've seen
franchises,
some
because America is such a melting point, and there are political tensions that go beyond just the playing cricket. So in terms of, it's hard when you have the love for the sport and you want to develop the sport, but sport it's so grand and so exciting, but obviously sport and politics do happen together, and sporting world doesn't live in a bubble. I see your point, and I understand where you're coming from with that discussion. Where do you think USA cricket, in terms of if there's such a development in Major League Cricket and it has the eyeballs, and then where do you think your national team can go in international rankings? And if we're just spitballing some ideas, where do you think is in the realms of possibility for the USA national team in the next 10 years?
If things are done correctly, I don't know that there's anything that can stop them from getting better year on year. Like I said, we've got these foreign-born players coming over and getting qualified the same way that players have gone to England for 200 years and spent some time there and got qualified to play, even if they're not from there. We're going to use that system.
We live in a global society.
Yeah, exactly.
Movement and transition. As a half South African myself, who have lived in Southeast Asia, in Brunei, and lived in Scotland, I'm testament to knowing moving around the world and becoming eligible for different opportunities that then sport presents is very capable, and it happens and it's a good thing in my head.
How cool. That's an incredible journey, mate. We'll talk about that another time. But yeah, there's I'm really looking forward to where the US teams go. We have a heck of a senior men's side coming through that on their day can beat any associate nation that's out there. And when we get the opportunities to play up, even against our neighbors in the West Indies, I'm sure we'll put on a good showing when that comes.
Well, thank you very much, Brian, for taking the time out of your day to chat. And honestly, really exciting to talk about this young gun, Matthew Tromp, and as well as the game changer, Fani Simhadri. Really exciting times for minor league and major league cricket. And I wish you all the best in your umpiring and your managerial endeavors with USA Cricket.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Come back whenever you need me to. We'll talk a little bit more about USA Cricket and where we're all headed. Thank you very much.
Well, the USA is definitely in an interestingly poised position in terms of the development in minor league cricket and major league cricket. Thanks again to Brian for popping on the podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation, and we'll hope to have you back here again on the Catch Up Podcast. Goodbye.